Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and EO room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, our men and women, getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. That's FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
Now, unbelievably fantastic news about the United States recovering the majority of the Colonial Pipeline ransom money from the ransomware folks. $2.3 million they got back in a first-of-its-kind operation. Amazing.
I wrote about the rest of the details on, you know, what had happened with the servers that were owned by the dark side. I'm not sure which government, but it was announced that we were able to seize at least two of their servers. And through that, I think announcing and being able to take those servers is where they were able to recover, I think, $2.3 million in dollars.
Right.
Which is obviously, you know, not as much in cryptocurrency because of what cryptocurrency is worth, like Bitcoin.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that they were able to, in fact, do that because of what they found in those servers. Now, the reason they didn't get all of the money is because the dark side apparently had done enough of the ransomware operations that they, I think, were well up above $50 million, of which Colonial Pipeline was one of the transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And they had dispersed some of that money. So who's $2.3 million they got, I don't know. But the dark side operatives have kind of dispersed, and they've allegedly shut down operations. I would argue that they're operating still. They're just operating in another realm with a different name other than dark side. But, yes,
okay.
Very good deal. And I hope that they give the Fed certainly returned the money to Colonial Pipeline.
Okay, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to take the question here real quick. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Denise Simon?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. I would like to ask both of you in regards to Ken Paxton and this never-Trumper, George Bush. Was it, I believe he's the son of Jed?
George P. Bush. You talking about George P. Bush?
Yeah, the younger one. I mean, I cannot believe that this never Trumper is got the audacity to the nerve.
Okay.
To ask President Bush, President Trump, or
We'll answer it for you, okay? Thank you. We'll answer it for you. Okay, first of all, Denise, George P. Bush was not a never-Trumper. He actually supported Donald Trump, got out there and campaigned for him.
And still does.
Yeah, so again, that's fake news.
Some of the other members of the family are never-Trumpers.
That's a different story.
He's not. I'm very concerned that he would run against Ken Paxton.
Yeah.
I mean, Ken Paxton is doing a remarkable job, so I can't help Mel on this one. I can't answer why he would challenge Ken Paxton for Attorney General for the state of Texas.
Me neither.
So, Mel, if I find out more, I'll certainly reveal it. But I'm like you in some cases. It really kind of defies logic. Now, it's important to understand that the Republican governors have what is known as the Republican Governors Association, and they have a lot of meetings online, if you will.
Yep.
They do collaborate, and so do the attorney generals, the respective attorney generals in Republican states.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with Florida, does one thing with through the attorney general or legislatively, you know, they certainly share it with Texas or Tennessee or Georgia or, you know, Arizona or whatever else. So there's a lot of that coordination that goes on. But no, I can't help you with the
the statement about a never Trumper. He was the only Bush family member that was out there all the time campaigning with Donald Trump. Whenever he came to Texas, he went to some different events. Hell, he was down here in Florida at one of the events. I met him. I actually almost interviewed him, but I couldn't get him to stand still to do an interview with him. But he was not a never-Trumper. He was supporting Donald Trump right from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's...
I saw where he reaffirmed that he was a staunch supporter yesterday.
He did. Mm-hmm. So anyway, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And I don't know why he's running for attorney general in Texas. I know he's a land commissioner or something like that, which is a pretty cushy position there in Texas. He can stay doing that as long as he wanted. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by the XP Stem Cell Patch. And here's more about them.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, yesterday, folks, the Supreme Court ruled a couple of rulings, and one of them was no more important than the other. But the first one I'm going to talk about with Denise is the permanent residency right for illegal migrants was shot down. They ruled against that, so we don't have that problem, at least.
It's not what you think it is, so just go slow on this one. Trump. It's important to know that he ordered an end to what is known as the TPS, the Temporary Protective Service, like, I guess, if your status.
Right.
Temporary. And because he did that, it was legally challenged. All right, so it goes to the Supreme Court. Now, we don't know what that number is. It's somewhere between 320,000 and over 400,000, we think. We don't really know what that is. But what the Supreme Court has said in the ruling that was done, interestingly enough, by the liberal justice, Elena Kagan, but it was a unanimous decision, that is that they cannot apply for permanent status. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds good in theory. And it is good in theory. However, it does not say that they have to be deported. It does not say that they're ineligible for all these other things.
Right.
all it says is, no, 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 you cannot apply for a green card.
Yep.
Giving them legal status here. Now, what countries were in question on this one? That's the other fascinating thing, because there's Yemen, Somalia, South Sudan, Sudan, Nicaragua, Nepal, Haiti, Honduras, El Salvador, and Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a good decision, but it isn't complete, as I see it.
And then the second decision was about military, the military draft and women in the draft.
Yes. That particular decision, apparently, it's really not a decision, but it was where should women, because, you know, obviously, that, you know, they're in the military, should they too, all things being equal, have to register for the draft? The Supreme Court said, no, we are not going to take that case. What they are saying is, the Congress needs to go figure that one out. We're not going to figure it out for you. Now, that is necessarily known as conscription. Conscription was a congressional piece of legislation in the 1940s for registering for the draft. So, I think the Supreme Court got that one right, that, you know, this is a congressional issue and not a Supreme Court issue when it comes to forcing females to be qualified, if you will, to or required to register for the draft.
All right. Now, I just got a email, direct message here from Dylan in San Antonio. And he said, Captain, great show as always. I just wanted to clarify something for you. You're right about George P. Bush. He supported Donald Trump from the very beginning and was the only Bush to do so. The reason I know that is because I've been to a number of rallies where George P. Bush spoke on behalf of Donald Trump. Okay, well, we knew that. And thank you, Dylan, and thank you for listening.
Okay.
Now, moving along, because, God, there's so much stuff here to talk about. What the hell is going to happen over in Iran again? Because we heard once again that it's breakout time right now. If they can't bring them back into the nuclear compliance talks, and that it's just a matter of weeks before Iran would have a viable nuclear weapon. Is that what you're hearing?
I don't think it's a matter of weeks at all. I think it's longer than that, which to me is a little questionable because I know that they have been collaborating with North Korea for decades on nuclear weapons. Obviously, North Korea has nuclear weapons, so I don't know what the problem is. Not that I'm encouraging any of this, but it kind of defies my logic. Having said that, we go back into the talks with North Korea, and of course we're doing this kind of secretly or through third parties,
right?
Because Iran won't talk to the United States. I think we go back into those discussions next week, but I could be wrong on that. I would say, you know, this one's going to be a little interesting. Because you could have a change in government in Israel, and Israel is not going to tolerate, I don't care what party is in there, at least the parties do in fact agree that the JCPOA is dangerous for the entire country, and rightly so. So I don't think that Iran's going to have a nuclear weapon necessarily anytime soon, if at all.
How about this bill that our Governor Ron DeSantis signed yesterday fighting the Chinese Communist Party's influence in the USA? How about that?
Well, let me say something about that. A lot of people don't understand how many companies, shadow companies, real companies, that China has in the United States. So what Ron DeSantis is doing is he is saying, okay, fine, you, the rest of you states, you know, you want to have China and in secret undercover, you know, companies in your state, fine, but it isn't going to happen in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. Now, it used to be that I could go over to what is known as CFIUS, the Council for Foreign Investments in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be able to go through that database and see what companies have applied to do business in the United States and those that have been approved and those that have been disapproved. Under the Trump administration, Steve Mnuchin, they took that database away, and I don't know why. I don't like that. So I can't figure out where it has gone. I'm not very happy about it, so I'm kind of at a loss. But DeSantis apparently, you know, when a business applies to a foreign entity, whatever,
mm-hmm.
applies for a business license, it goes through the state Secretary of State's office in every state. So you can, in fact, go over to the Secretary of State's office in your respective state and see who, in fact, is applying to for a business license or corporation in that state. So I have a feeling that DeSantis has probably got a team on that for the state of Florida. And again, as I said at the top of the show, the Republican states do collaborate and coordinate with each other. So it could be that other states will follow Florida.
All righty. Well, we've run just about out of time, so I'll get one more thing in here. Critics have hit Twitter for suspending conservatives after mocking Brian Stetler, saying, "Don't you dare insult CNN." Apparently, you can insult somebody and be a liberal and not have any trouble over at Twitter or even Facebook for that matter. But if we do it, we're gone.
Blah 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 on Facebook. If we could get everybody to kind of coordinate, I think it's about time that we all just leave Facebook, if we don't, boycott them one day a week.
Well, I'm on Parler, I'm on MeWe, and I'm on Gab, and we'll talk to you. And I know you're over there too, so we'll talk tomorrow. So thank you very much. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Check it out. Sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll know what's going on when it's going on. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has reclaimed some of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid following a ransomware attack. The DOJ was able to recover more than $2 million worth of Bitcoin, about half of the $4.3 million the company paid to the DarkSide criminal group accused of perpetrating the attack. At a press conference announcing the recovery, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said the U.S. will respond when vital infrastructure is attacked.
Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable. But when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response.
And a pair of wildfires in eastern Arizona have burned more than 100,000 acres as firefighters struggle to contain the blazes. The Telegraph Fire has burned over 56,000 acres to the south of Tonto National Forest and is 0% contained. The Mezcal Fire is about 8% contained and has burned over 52,000 acres of mountainous terrain. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But in the meantime, go to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, to find out more. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, in the Tampa Bay region of Florida. Now, I always suggest people take the tour of the facility because this is a career move that you're making. It's not just to get a job, get trained, and go to work, and maybe you'll be there a few years, and then you move on to something else. This is a lifetime job because you get certified as an aviation maintenance tech, and you can go to work anywhere in the world. And I mean that, anywhere in the world. And some places that you would go to anywhere in the world would pay you a six-figure salary right off the bat. So if by the luck of the draw that happens, so be it. Otherwise, you're going to start out around $65,000, $70,000 a year and work your way up very quickly.
So go to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call by dialing the number, pushing the push button number, 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask them to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. Now, something interesting here. The Department of Homeland Security is checking the Chinese property. Remember, it's 100,000 acres bought near an Air Force base in Texas, Central Texas. And the question was brought up a couple minutes in the chat room, who was the Texas Land Commissioner that approved the sale? Well, the Texas Land Commission is a group of five people, an uneven number because, of course, somebody breaks the tie. Now, I don't know, but I will definitely look and see how George P. Bush voted on that. But I'm suspecting that that could be the reason for George Paxton being primaried. We'll see. Don't know. It kind of makes sense now that I'm thinking about it a little bit, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. So anyway, for women, battlefield airmen jobs remain a distant target 5 years after the integration. Now, more than 5 years after the January 1st, 2016 deadline to let women into the all-male special warfare folds, they are still rarely in parts of the Air Force Special Operations Command. Rarely. That may be because of choice, we just don't know. And a bipartisan group of lawmakers is urging the White House to begin transporting Afghan allies immediately to a safe zone such as Guam ahead of the full withdrawal of U.S. forces from the war-torn country later this year. Obviously, our interpreters and our people that were working with us over there, working with the military, are in risk of being killed by the Taliban because they know who did this. And we need to get them out of harm's way. Sooner the better. Now, a Navy destroyer, the USS Gridley, caused an oil spill in Port Townsend Bay, and emergency crews have begun a containment and cleanup effort there in Washington State. Also, U.S. Pacific Air Bases is crafting a dual strategy of defense capabilities and dispersal of forces in order to negate the threat posed to its forces and bases by China's increasingly military capabilities that they have, according to the Pacific Area Commander. Also, the Supreme Court is being asked to decide whether it's sex discrimination for the government to require only men to register for the draft when they turn 18. And yesterday they made that decision, and they said, nope. You want to change it? You have to go through Congress. So, according to the Supreme Court, it's up to Congress to decide whether or not women can be drafted. We'll see where that goes. By the way, did you hear about the Russian fighter jet that deployed and accompanied a U.S. military plane over the Barents Sea? Flew right along with our plane for a number of miles, and we were in international waters. Now, the U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, along with a high-level delegation, met on Sunday with leaders in Kabul to discuss the bilateral cooperation after the U.S. and coalition troops leave the country by a September 11th deadline. They are now over 50% out of the country as far as men. Materiel is still there waiting to get it out of the country. We'll see what happens. And the loss of U.S. contractors could trigger a game-changing shift in the military balance between the Taliban and the Afghan government, because the private contractors we had there were making up the gap for not having the active duty military there in Afghanistan. Now that we won't have the contractors, can the Afghani military go it alone? I say no. Now, Admiral John Aquino reaffirmed the United States' commitment to peace, security, and prosperity during his first trip to South Korea as the head of the Indo-Pacific Command. And congratulations to the Admiral for winning that position. Russian media reports are claiming that Iraq is interested in purchasing S-400 and S-300 air defense systems, as well as the Sukhoi Su-57 fighter jets. But experts say Moscow is facing competition due to an increased cooperation between Iraq and two regional powers, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. That is true. Now, this year's moving system by military personnel, moving season, and their families is in high gear right now, with some troops already feeling the effects of the stretched capacity in the moving industry. They're having to deal not necessarily with their first choice, but with their second or third choice to move them from one base to another. And for officers operating the U.S. military's remotely piloted aircraft, targeting terrorists is nothing like a video game. Because we are up and about with our drones flying around looking for targets of opportunity. And every now and then we get one. Now, after a review, the Pentagon has decided not to grant an exception to display the LGBTQ flags on military installations during June, which is the official Gay Pride Month. So that's not going to happen. And when Michael Flynn, a retired three-star general, appeared to back calls for a coup last week, critics accused him of defying military deterrence to civilian authority. That happens to be a tenet that's central to the ethos of the armed forces here in the United States. I don't know if he can get in trouble for saying that or not. He might. We'll see. And finally, a report summarizing what the U.S. already knows about unidentified aerial phenomena known as UFOs is expected to be made public this month. Stay tuned for more. A lot of people are sitting there waiting on it. And they're still using drones in Iraq right now. Still using drones in Iraq to go after the bad guys. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Edwards, host of the Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utilities had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine that comes standard. Now, that also has some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And on a bad back, boy, does that feel good. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. They also honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located in North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, and find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Save you another bunch of money, too. All right, well, joining us, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street, it's kind of warm up here where you're at right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty high, you know, high humidity and warm. We're loving the change over here. It's amazing how quickly it went over to being hot. Love it.
Well, there's some violent weather out in the Midwest because the warmers met the cold, and you know what that does.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, I got to talk about Apple because Apple has doubled down on privacy with their new iPhone software. Now, I've heard this story before, and they keep changing things. So have they finally got it right?
Well, it's just a matter of the technology slowly improving. What they did, the latest thing, which they had their software developer conference, is, if you've ever heard what a virtual private network is, you can get this now if you want to. It's essentially when you're browsing, you're sending it off a different server somewhere overseas and you can't be tracked. There's going to be an Apple iCloud Plus, which is going to work like one of those virtual private networks and not allow anybody to track any of your browsing history and what you're doing. So they've definitely stepped up their privacy. Obviously, this is much to the chagrin of companies like Facebook that like on when they have all of that information. That's how they make money, is because they sell that information. So Apple's actually making privacy a major. It's always been the leader when it comes to this in regards to its products, but is really going to the next level, is actually making it part of their marketing. So fascinating to see if they do that, how that's going to go about affecting Facebook and other companies.
Mm. Now, Wall Street's Palm Beach Foray Fuels developer office has now put a big rush into things. This is the headline. It says, first came the pandemic migration of New Yorkers down to West Palm Beach, and now here come the developers down to develop the properties just for the people to move down here.
Why are you getting, more developers down
there? Yeah, we're getting more developers in Florida that came down here from the north.
I'm sure right now things are probably somewhat on hold when it comes to new building, because just the materials costs or just the lack thereof when it comes to materials. And they're probably waiting for that bottleneck to end, because it most certainly is going to add to the price of anything that you're building right now, without a doubt. Prices have gone through the roof. I'm running a electric cable for my generator to my house, and the line's 200 feet. The wire is $2,500. I mean, the prices of things have just gotten absolutely insane. So the developers are going to come down there. I'm sure they're kind of waiting, hoping for some of this, some of these prices to recede when it comes to lumber and wire and tile and chips and appliances and everything straight on through.
Well, they've got, before the prices went up, they've got boatloads of plywood that's coming in from somewhere, parts unknown, I guess from South America or something. But because the price of the plywood has gone way up, they've jacked their prices up on what was already set in stone at a different price. And I guess it's okay to do that, unlike gasoline.
I got a quote for a job. Like I said, started getting a quote for my job that, to do some certain work. When I speak to an electrician, a plumber, a contractor, that price that they give you is only good for a week. That's it. They put it right now in the quote, a week.
Wow.
That price is good for a week. You have to agree to it. They have to get the materials right then and there. That's how expensive everything is getting, and how these contractors are, and people are saying, listen, you got to, make a decision, or next week the price can go up and the price will change.
Hmm. Well, a lot of stimulus money still floating around. A lot of people still buying things, spending things. Cars are up this month in sales, and they're using their stimulus checks finally to buy some of this stuff.
Stimulus checks have been,
I would have thought they'd been gone by now.
People, they're still getting their way through the system based upon tax returns and whatnot that people may not have filed, and all of a sudden they realize, oh, geez, I'm going to file now because now I can get this money. You'd be surprised at how often that happens. People are now filing taxes that might not have filed over the past couple of years, realizing, gee whiz, if I file, I don't owe anything anyway, but now I'm going to get a check from the government. So that all of that stuff has got to work its way through the system.
Yeah, and the returns, the refund checks on the unemployment insurance that some of the people are getting is also sparking some of this, I think.
I think that plays a part. Again, one of the major issues we also have in this country, too, is more and more people deciding to go on disability. I know we haven't talked about this in a while, but the amount of, quite frankly, disability fraud in the United States is through the roof. The numbers just are staggering. The amount of people that, are on disability because of some mental issue or, skeletal muscle situation, which, what are you going to do? You, if you tell somebody your back is bad, There's no way a doctor can prove it or really disprove it. You can get on disability, and you take a look at the numbers, or they're gone through the roof. As people just deciding, hey, you know, it's not so bad. I can do this instead.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is on Breitbart Business. American consumers amassed an extra $2.6 trillion in savings since the coronavirus pandemic began, roughly 12% of gross domestic product. These savings accumulated thanks to the multiple rounds of stimulus checks, generous jobless benefits, suspended student loans, and lockdown measures that repressed consumption. Some people are still, and they're going to get booted out on the street, I hate to tell them this, they haven't paid anything in their rent or their mortgage payments.
I doubt they're going to get booted out. Very, very difficult to do.
They're certainly going to try.
You can try, but you can go all the way back to the financial crisis. Back in 2008, 2009, you had people living in multi-million-dollar homes along the water in Siesta Key and other parts that didn't pay their mortgage for a couple of years, and still they couldn't kick them out of the house. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. It is a risk when you're getting involved in real estate in today's day and age. Depending upon who you are and what stage you mm-hmm. are in life, a lot of people decide to put money into mm-hmm. properties and want them to be income when they're retired, rentals. Yeah. You got to be cautious. People stop paying, you can't just kick them out. It takes a while.
Let me tell you what I remember seeing all around Sarasota and Manatee County, and that was FHA homes that had been foreclosed on, and the grass hadn't been mowed, that sort of thing. And
yeah.
They actually had to hire people to come in there to mow the lawns for the government because they were trying to sell the houses, and they had tree limbs in front of the doors and that sort of stuff. They couldn't get the doors open in some areas where I saw the homes, FHA loans.
Yeah, the banks are not very good at maintaining these places, without a doubt. They're not. And, you know, that's what happens when these things go into foreclosure. It becomes difficult for them to move them. Oftentimes they have to be cash only deals. The banks have other fish to fry. They don't pay attention to these properties, and they can often fall into disrepair, and it's a mess for neighborhoods.
Well, El Salvador has it all solved, Chris, because that president down there wants Bitcoin as their legal tender.
Okay, he can make it illegal. If that's what he decides to do, it's just a marketing ploy. I think he's being kind of clever by doing that, and you know, hopefully he's smart in trying to attract maybe new businesses to El Salvador to keep the people there.
All righty, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. We're coming back after the top of the hour news with Ron Edwards. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Why stop you?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.